Shalom. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting Israel. We represent the Brit Am movement of the 10 tribes of Israel. In ancient times, there were 12 tribes of Israel. 10 of them got lost. They lost consciousness of their identity. They became assimilated amongst Western peoples. This is what we believe. This is what we have proven. This is what our organization stands for. In our present talk, we are going to give an introduction to the whole subject to explain who the 10 tribes were, how they're different from the other tribes, how they're different from the Jews, and what happened, and how they got lost, and how they lost their identity according to the Bible. And this is what you could say a foreword to the whole, or an introduction to the whole of this subject from a biblical perspective. You know that originally there were 12 tribes of Israel. These 12 tribes of Israel were named after the 12 sons of Jacob. Jacob was also known as Israel. Israel is another name for Jacob. Jacob was the son of Isaac, and Isaac was the son of Abraham. Thus have Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob being renamed Israel. Jacob had four wives. He had four wives: Leah, Rachel, Bilhah, and Zilpah. Bilhah was the maidservant of Rachel, and Zilpah was the maidservant of Leah. The interrelationships between the different wives of Jacob, Leah and Rachel, Bilhah and Zilpah, were also to be reflected in the interreactions and the conflicts and alliances of different tribes, one with each other, to some degree. All events, the 12 sons of Israel were Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun, all from Leah. All those were the six sons of Leah. Gad and Asher were the sons of Zilpah. Joseph and Benjamin were the sons of Rachel. Dan and Naphtali were the sons of Bilhah. Joseph later had two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. These two sons of Joseph became fully fledged tribes in their own right. See Genesis 48:5. Now when we take Ephraim and Manasseh, each as separate tribes, and each is equal to the other tribes, we actually get 13 tribes. Because Joseph becomes two tribes. However, in biblical thought, the number 12 is special. It has religious significance. The Bible, for reasons of its own, wants to retain the quorum, the number of 12, that there should always be 12 tribes of Israel. The Bible lists the tribes as 12. And it does so by the counting Ephraim and Manasseh as one tribe of Joseph, as at the beginning, or they count Ephraim and Manasseh as separate tribes, but they don't count Levi, the tribe of Levi, because Levi was a priestly tribe who was split and scattered amongst the other tribes. Or in one case, they count Ephraim, Levi, and Manasseh all as separate tribes, but they leave out Simeon. Simeon being counted as part of the tribe of Judah. Commentators give their reasons as to why, in particular instances, one way of enumerating the tribes is given and another not. And these explanations are valid and worth taking into consideration. But as far as we are concerned, the bottom line is that there should always remain a quorum of 12 tribes. 12 sons of Israel went down to Egypt, where they increased and multiplied. And they became 12 tribes. Well, great, numerous tribes. The first, after that, in Egypt, they became very numerous and they were oppressed. They cried out to God Almighty, and God sent Moses, who took them out of Egypt with great signs and wonders and miracles, and led them through the wilderness. In the wilderness, they received the Torah. After Moses came Joshua from the tribe of Ephraim, Joshua led the Israelites in conquering the land of Canaan. In the land of Canaan, to several hundred years of ups and downs, of trials and tribulations and wars and conquests, and all kinds of disturbances and events, eventually they were all united in one kingdom under the king Saul. King Saul was the first king of Israel. He was from the tribe of Benjamin. After Saul came David. David was the supreme king of all of Israel. He was the greatest king who ever lived according to the Bible, and in biblical terms the only legitimate ruling dynasty over Israel must come from David when we are taking things in the long term. Temporarily, Israelites are allowed to have kings or rulers from other tribes, but as an eternal dynasty, the rulership must always revert, must always legitimately belong to David. The son of David was Solomon. Solomon built the temple in Jerusalem. After Solomon came Rehoboam. Rehoboam in Hebrew, Rehoboam. In English transliteration, Rehoboam was the son of Solomon. Rehoboam, at the beginning of his reign, he received a deputation from all of the tribes of Israel, requesting an alleviation of taxes. Rehoboam refused, and he spoke roughly to them. So the northern ten tribes seceded and established their own kingdom with Jeroboam the son of Nebat from the tribe of Ephraim as their monarch. As I said, so Israel rebelled against the house of David unto this day. After the succession, King Rehoboam wanted to attack the succeeding northern tribes in order to punish and reunite with them. It was told by the prophet Shemaiah, "So says the Lord, you shall not go up nor fight against your brethren, the children of Israel, for this thing is from me." See in 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 24. In other words, the division between the two tribes had a divine purpose. There was a reason for it. Each branch of the Israelite nation was to be given its own historical mission, which required separation of the two parts. Various scriptural passages show that a subtle rivalry for the hegemony over Israel had always existed between the tribes of Judah and Ephraim. This mutual antagonism, however, will not last forever. In the end times, there will be a period of reunification, and reunification, as it says in Isaiah chapter 11, "And he should set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and to gather together dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Then we also of Ephraim shall depart, and adversaries shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not invade Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim." This will happen in the end times, but up until the end times, up until the Messianic Age, the two elements, the two sections of Israel will be separate. Historically, they were separate. The ten tribes were destined to be exiled and to lose their identity and go to the west. In our next talk, we shall describe the exile of the tribes of Israel and how they disappeared, and we shall trace them in their progression towards the west of Europe, and from hence their descendants settled in North America, Australia, New Zealand and related areas. Thank you very much. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Israel.